Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph, taking a look at the third Mishnah in this, the ninth parak, or Sheyesh Alav Kazayit Basar. The fourth Mishnah, or Sheyesh Alav Kazayit Basar. Okay, but Siva Yotzei Mimenu with Sa'arash Kenegdo Tamei. So if you have skin that has a kazayit of meat on it, this is now a nevela. If you touch some of the fibers that come out of it, or the hairs that come out, tamei. If the hairs are corresponding in location to where the meat is on back. Hayu alav kishnei chatzei zeitim. Let's say you have two, and this we saw invoked earlier, two half zeitim on the skin, meaning they're separated. Mitamei b'masav lo b'maga. The Rabbi Shmuel, says if you lift the whole thing up, there's tumat masa, but if you touch it, there's no tumat maga. Kivo mer lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. Neither. He says, if you took a stick or a little skew, twig perhaps, and stuck it through the two half kazeitim and brought them together and moved it, then you'd be tamei. So why does he say the or is tahor? Or mivatlan, because the skin in between them is mivatl, it sort of serves as a barrier. Okay, Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ela Platato Chaya. So Rabbi Yochanan says that ore is not mevatel for Rabbi Shmuel. As far as Tumat Masa goes, that's only if an animal took a bite and spit it out, and that's how it came out. Platato Sakin Batel. But if you cut it that way, and specifically sliced it so there would be skin in between the parts, then it is Batel. The skin is mevatel, and there's no tomb at all. Rav Nachman Le'ula. Ula reported this in Rabbi Yochanan's name in Rav Nachman's house. Rav Nachman turned to him and said, Rabbi Yochanan, filu b'ketarta? He says, even if it is a huge amount, like a pile high, amalei in. Filu kanafya, even bigger than that? Amalei in. Amalei Elohim, amalei Rabbi Yochanan, mipume lo tzatanalei. Even if he had told me himself, I wouldn't accept it. So now, that's the opposition. Kisalik Rav Hoshaya. So now Rav Hoshaya made Aliyah. Ashkei or Ganab to Israel. Ashkei led the Rabbi Ami. Found Rabbi Ami. Amra l'shmat kamei. Told him the whole story. Hachi Amar Ula. Hachi Adar Rabbi Nachman. This is what Ula said there. And reporting Rabbi Yochanan's name. And this is what Rabbi Nachman said back. Shum Rabbi Nachman. Chat Nedevei Nesiyahu. So kind of a put down. He said because Rabbi Nachman is the son-in-law of the Reish Galuta. Mazalza b'shmat Rabbi Yochanan. He's making fun of or dismissing Rabbi Yochanan's statements. All right, so in other words, he was supporting the report in Rabbi Yochanan's name indicated even if it was a huge amount that was there, that it would still be mevatel in between them because it was cut out that way. Now, zimin ashkei diati v'kamar la seifa. Sometimes we found that. Rabbi Yochanan was actually commenting on the Sefer with this thing, which is Ayu alav shnei chatzei zeitim tamei masa v'lo magen v'shmo mekivam merlo magen v'lo masa. That's the Sefer. Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu v'platato chaya. When is this? This is only if the animal spit it out that way. V'platato sakin batil. Then it is mevatel. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Amalei mara Sefer matnila. You learned it as a comment on the Sefer. Amalei in. V'ula reisha amrani alaychu. Ula said it about the reisha. So let's go back a little bit. And notice that in our first read of it, Ula presented Rabbi Yochanan's comment as being about the ratio, which means that if you have a kazayit on the other side, the ore, it's still tamei. That's only if the animal spit it out that way. But if you carved it out that way, then it is not tamei, and the ore blocks it. And even if it's a huge amount, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan was opposed to. So he said, but Ula had said it as a comment on the Reish. If Yoshua bin Nun would come and repeat this halacha, I wouldn't accept it as a comment on the Reish. Again, this opposition to reading the Reish that way. So, but when Ravin and all the other Nechute came to Bavel, they repeated it as a comment on the Reish, which we find difficult. Velakasha. So the answer is, we're going to see that Rav Papa in the next piece is going to talk about Mirudad, which means a very light film of meat. So that's what we're talking about here. When you have a very light film of meat, so if it was carved out like that, then indeed the skin would not be tame, because if you carved it that way, you really intended to get the meat off. But if the animal spit it out that way, then it would be tame, and the thing would not be mevatelet. Now, hayu alav, this is the seifa. Amar Barpada, lo shanu elo miacharav, mufanav yesh nogea v'chozer v'nogea. Barpada says the following thing. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva both felt there was no tumat maga when you have two half kazetim. He said, that's only if you're touching the back, meaning the skin, and the two half kazetim on back of that. But if it's facing you and you're actually touching the two halves, then touching it and then touching it, that's called touching a kazait. There is no such thing as touching half and touching half, and that's called touching a shear. For as Rabbi Yochanan the Tamei, to Amar Rabbi Yochanan is being consistent, because he says, Rabbi Shmuel for Rabbi Dosab and Harkan and Samarud of Arachad. He said that Rabbi Shmuel in our Mishnah, Rosam and Hokanas elsewhere, had the same approach. Let's go to a page out of Abaye's playbook. Rabbi Shmuel had Daman, Rabbi Shmuel, that's the piece that we said. Rosam and Hokanas did not call Matamin Ba'oel Shenechlaku. If you have things that are Matamin Ba'oel and they got split in half, it's half a shear and half a kashir, Hechzam Tochabai, you brought them into the house, Rosam and Hokanas Matahir. Why? Because he says, Ein Mahil, Machozer Mahil. You can't have an oil on two separate things constituting a shear. Chacham Matamin. So Rabbi Dosa's position is that you can't have oil over two halves, and that's together. You also can't have touching and then touching, so therefore you see that Rabbi Yochanan felt that Rabbi Shmuel would say his halacha even if the things were up facing you. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkan is Rabbi Shmuel, and now they make a kind of strange alignment. Since Rabbi Dosa agrees with Rabbi Shmuel, so Rabbanan Rabbi Kiva, it should be that Rabbanan, in that case of Ohel, agree with Rabbi Kiva. It's a little strange because the Rabbanan, of course, are more machmir, and they say Tuma happens in halves. Rabbi Kiva in our Mishnah is very makel and says there's no Tuma at all, not even Tumat Masa, in halves. I, Rabbi Kiva, Tureka Matahir. So they say as follows, Ankam lo kamatar Rabbi Kiva, Ella Basar. It says it's only when there's skin there and the skin's in between the two halves and there's a mishtach, sort of a layer of something sitting there that has no meat on it that separates them. But ba'alma, he would say it. And how do I know that? Can Ketani say from Rabbi Kiva, but shnei chatsa ezetim shetchavan nekisam veisitan shu tamei. If you have two half kazetim and you stuck them together, then you're tamei. And the Mishnah goes out of its way to say it's only because here there's an affirmative mevata, which is the or. Otherwise, he would say it is mitzaref, and therefore he would say like Rabbanan about the ohel. So we have a clear midrash halacha on the word benivlatam, that if you have two half kazetim on the skin, and not mitzaref. I think that's even if you're facing them. Meaning, if you carry them, then there is tumat. And this now explains his position in the Mishnah. Anything which, if you touch it, creates tumah if you carry it. Right? Now, that's Rabbi Kiva's position, which means as follows. The way Rabbi Shmuel is reading the pasuk, it says, v'hanoseo tamitma is separate from hanogea, meaning nose is a new category, a new subject, sorry for the pun, and therefore that is separated from the word benivlatam, and therefore that there will be tuma if there's two afkazetim. Rabbi Kiva says hanogea vehanosei, meaning those two are aligned, and therefore only things which can create tumat maga can create tumat mas if you carry them. Now, Ita, if you're right that when it's turned over there is tumat maga, haybalichal maga milfanav, then that means that Rabbi Kiva should say there is tumat masa because there is tumat maga if you turned it upside down. This supports Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even if you turn it facing the pieces of meat facing you, there's no tumat maga. Rabbi Hachakamach, balichal maga, b'chol tzad, balichal masa, balichal maga, b'chol tzad, or balichal masa. So the answer we give is as follows, that the way the midrash is, only that which could become tumat maga from any side whatsoever would have tumat masa, but if there's a side that it wouldn't have, which is, of course, if it's facing down, then there wouldn't be. Kulit stumal Rabbi Shmuel. What if you have this kulit bone, which is sealed, there's no holes in it, and the only meat there is the marrow inside? Maushit tatame. Is there tumah there? According to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Akiva, certainly not. Does he agree with Rabbi Akiva that there has to be the possibility of tumat maga for the between masa? And if we hold like Barpada, then that would mean that, yeah, the reason that Rabbi Shmuel says there's tumat maga masa here is because there could be tumat maga if you turned it upside down. Perhaps he just says, I don't accept that principle at all. I don't accept that at all, and therefore there is no tumat maga. There is no tumat maga here, and therefore there is no tumat masa at all. Amalei Rava Parach, so he distracted him. He said, the bird's flying. Rava Brev, Rav Hainu Ravavia Sabin Pumadita, isn't that the same thing? The Shabachlan Marbikave, you praise that same Rabbi Avi, you asked the question. Why are you dismissing his comment? Kavarabahu. I'm feeling kind of weak, I need some support. In other words, he was saying, you're right, it's a good question, I didn't have the strength to answer it. I melted at the right time, and he's asking me something that took some serious reasoning, and I didn't have the energy for it. That's why I dismissed it. So he seems to take on what Rabbi Akiva said, which you have two half kazetim and you stuck them together, but now they're not on the skin. Even if you carry them all day, it's tahor. My time aktiv v'nasa v'nosa v'karina nose. It's written v'nisa, but we read it as if there's a vav there, meaning ba'in nose v'hu d'nisa v'atacharet. Meaning when you carry something, it's got to be something that could be carried in one shot. But is that really the case? Now, you alav shnechat zeitim v'tav v'nasa v'lomakin Rabbi Shmuel amai v'alav nisa. Who? Why does Rabbi Shmuel say that there's tumat masa when the two have kazetim? They're not carried together, and now we get to it. I'm a papa bimrudad. That Rabbi Shmuel is talking about a case where it's low and flat, and we could carry it together. Now, Rabbi Akiva says something that will seem to say the exact opposite of. When you stick the two together, now there's tumah. Now it's merudad. It's very low. Stick them together. It's easy. They're carried together. Ketanoi. And this is a machloket tanaim. Chadam agev achadam asit. Rabbi Elazar mer af hanosei. Adon asei lav mesitu. So he said whether you touch nevelah or you move nevelah, that is tamei. Rabbi Elazar says also carrying. So isn't carrying moving? Allah akamar. Chadam agev achadam asit polonisa. Meaning the first time his position is whether you touch it or you move it without it being carried. Also remember, who did he say? It has to be something that's carried together, which is the drasha that Ula had. My af ema v'hudinisa. So not af anisa. He's not adding a third category. He's qualifying the second one. Mesit is only tame if it's nisa, if it's carried together. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick it up at the very bottom of Kuf Chavdal Amud Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.